Blackstone Audio presents Finale, a novel of the Reagan years, by Thomas Mallon. This book is read by Christopher Lane. In memory of Scott Carpenter, and for Renee, Tom, and Chris. Blow the dust off the clock. Your watches are behind the times. Throw open the heavy curtains which are so dear to you, you do not even suspect that the day has already dawned outside. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Prologue. August 19th, 1976. That faint clanking sound, arriving through the open window of his home office, was it coming from the courtyard? Was it being made with the pulley they'd attached to the house? Christ, it couldn't be, thought Nixon, looking at his new digital watch. 6:15 p.m. No, they still had the round-the-clock nurse, and she wouldn't be letting Pat get up from her long afternoon nap for another 15 minutes, when he'd join her for a glass of fruit juice and dinner off the TV trays. He heard the clanking again and realized it was just the halyard slapping the flagpole. Manolo must be lowering the stars and stripes a little early. Nixon felt relieved to know that poor Pat wasn't once more at the exercise pulley, working it without complaint, no matter the agony trying to regain the left arm strength the stroke had stolen 6 weeks before. Thank God she could still use her right hand. He would die from the pity of it all if he had to sit there and feed her. More of a breeze than usual was coming off the Pacific tonight.